With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, welcome to show number 2815. Along with Steve the Throw Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk. In the men's room. On tap today is the random question. Question is back. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories: pets and the military. The return of Ask the Men's Room. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, the men's room shot of the day, fun will listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Tim.
It's a clack.
You're gonna be drunk.
All right, here we go to Oregon, where two deer are walking around with arrows in their heads. Meanwhile, a Missouri woman pleads guilty for having drugs and a loaded weapon from where she spreads. Down under, a fruit smells so bad, 600 clear out of Melbourne University Hall. We stay in Australia, where oldest known spider has its last crawl. And cat that speaks Mandarin finally caught after a week on the lam at JFK Airport. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, we all know this, but the National Rifle Association is easily the biggest supporter of your Second Amendment right to bear arms and to be able to carry them everywhere. Now, obviously, on the other side of the fence, some people disagree with this stance, including the Secret Service. In fact, they just announced to NRA members that they will not be able to carry firearms into the National Convention this week, specifically when Vice President Mike Pence is going to speak. Let that sink in. But keep in mind, even if you ban guns, that does not stop someone from trying to bring them anyway. We go to Tennessee, where a 19-year-old woman had a loaded gun hidden in her vagina. That is right. She hid the gun there. She was being booked into jail. And here's the thing. She was being booked into jail for driving on a suspended license. Now she's trying to bring a legal firearm. I just feel like she really trumped up those charges. But not to be outdone, a different woman in Oklahoma also busted, hiding a loaded gun in her lady folds. True thing. Tried to hide it in there. Basically the same situation. And she's looking at almost 25 years in prison. And all you can do is read these stories and shake your head, but it leads to many, many questions for us. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of the random question. This is how it works. You call us, ask us a question to complete random, and we will share with you the story that inspired said question.
Be part of the big show on a random question. Call 844-999-OLA. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live and send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No Welcome back to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Over the shows and away we go. Welcome to show number 2815 with a large and charge program we have for you today. Your guess is as good as mine is back. The categories today are the pets of the United States, the top 10 pets in the United States, and the military around the world. That is coming up with your guess is as good as mine. Also, the return of Ask the Men's Room. We will drink a toast with a shot of the day, another round to profile this. And today is the day we do our random question. 844-999-OLA.
Hello,
Cheyenne.
Random,
welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hello there.
What's up?
All right, sir.
Cheyenne,
let's go with this one. What is the smelliest thing that you have eaten?
The smelliest thing that I have eaten.
That is correct.
Well, their tripe, which is basically cow intestine, is kind of a traditional cultural native food, and I have eaten that a few times in my life.
I've heard the name, obviously. I know what it is, but I've never eaten it for sure. I don't know if I've even smelled it. What is this? Is it like chitlins when they're cooking?
Yeah, it's really similar to that. It's honestly something that, like, I ate once just because it was there, but it's really not something I would ever eat again.
Well, you said you ate it a couple of times.
Is that because you know what it is or you don't like the taste? Like, I will never eat liver and onions because of knowing what it is and the taste and the smell.
I think the smell doesn't help.
Yeah, I think that might be the one that might be the top of the list for me. I don't know any other smell of food that just makes my stomach turn like liver and onions. And not that the onions have anything to do with it.
Right. I'll say, stop throwing onions in there, man. I mean,
well, that's how you make it traditionally.
I know, but the onions are like, no, we're not responsible for that. We are not responsible for how you feel about this.
Without this pairing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, tripe. Is it spicy?
Yes.
What does it taste like?
It's kind of like beef, like the consistency of it, but it's very chewy, and it's...
So not it's the consistency.
Nobody wants to eat food that's chewy. You know what I mean?
Like, beef.
You got to work on that.
Not
man.
Meat.
Like, yeah, if you're working on meat just to get it down, like, because it's you like probably should have beat on it more.
I think it's like a tendon.
Yeah, I mean it's something like that.
Okay.
It's an intestine. Yeah,
an intestine.
Oh, so it's an organ.
Well, yes. See, that is why it smells like chilies, right. Which are intestine, and it smells like your boiling intestines.
If you're, I just think, I don't know. I think I have a difficult time eating organs.
Generally speaking, you're right, because, like, the heart, the liver, although with the liver, I do enjoy some, like, grilled foie gras or something along those lines.
I don't mind the innards of a chicken, if you want to cook them, like fry them real quick. Yeah, but I mean,
gizzards?
Yeah, the gizzards, the inside.
But you're going to, so not like put them in a stock, but like deep fry and put them on your plate. You're going to
eat
them.
I will still use them in a stock and I'll fry them up, and then I'll pop them in my mouth. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I don't go that far.
Yeah, every holiday we had to like, that was you knew the holiday was over because the smell of the gizzards getting fried up from my grandfather.
But I'll tell you what, that does make the difference in the gravy.
Sure.
It really does.
In the gravy, right? But it's like a bay leaf, right? You put it, but no one eats bay leaves. And to me, that's kind of what the gizzards do. Like, listen, if you make it, you can make vegetable styrofoam. You got carrots, celery, Russell's crap you throw in there, but you still strain it. Mm-hmm. People don't like stick a spoon like, ooh, I love these mushy carrots.
You're not going to gnaw on the turkey neck.
Yeah. Well, that's not true. After it cooked, right? You pull this thing out, most of the meat's falling off of it. What's left, man? She didn't gnaw it off the neck.
No, I get it.
But you take a fork, put it on a plate. Mm-hmm. That is the best part.
Probably is.
I disagree.
Reason we ask, what is the smelliest thing that you've eaten? The pungent smell of a rotten fruit at an Australian university library was mistaken for a gas leak, prompting an evacuation of the entire building. Specialist crews wearing masks searched the Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology, that would be the MIT of Australia, and their campus library on Saturday. But all they found was a rotting durian in a cupboard. About 600 staff and students had cleared the building. A Metropolitan Fire Brigade spokesman said the smell alarmed staff and students as it permeated the air conditioning unit. Durian is a tropical fruit known for its strong smell and is commonly banned from a lot of places, including hotel rooms and other public transport areas across Southeast Asia, just based on how bad
the fruit
smells.
Just because it smells that bad. By the way, as far as tripe goes, they're saying tripe is stomach lining from a cow. All right. A lot of people are saying basically it smells like pee when you cook it, which makes sense because, let's face it, it's the intestine, but it also explains why you don't want to eat it. And then someone says tripe is menudo, best hangover food ever. Now, menudo is also the perpetual boy band, right?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
So does their name translate to tripe?
It translates, yes, to the stomach intestines.
I mean, I've heard it right. Tripe is Menudo. And there's a band named Menudo, so you'd have to think, like, hey, we're the boy band Tripe.
If it is the Latin form.
I guess.
Or is that just like a term? Like, this is Menudo.
Random. Hello, Dan. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
Hola. Random,
all right, Dan. Random. This is.
All right, let's go to this one. When's the last time you've been sick? I mean, really sick, like had an illness type thing that kind of knocked you out for a little while?
Last time I've been sick.
Injury, anything. Just out of commission.
Injured.
Out of commission. Look at you.
That's right.
I got some really, really, really bad sore throat once, maybe like a year and a half ago.
What do you mean really bad? How long did it last?
It was, well, it started instantly, like one day, and it lasted maybe for 2 or 3 days. But, well, I mean, that never got fixed. But on the second day, it was just painful. Like, couldn't sleep, couldn't do anything.
Did you go to work?
What was that?
Did you go to work?
No. I had to call out. Like, I could not get out of, like, bed, basically.
Did you go to the doctor?
That's when you know. When you got to go to the doctor, you're calling off work. Those are the times when you're sick.
Yeah, that's when I finally went to the doctor.
Because we've discussed many times. Men only go to the doctor unless there's something wrong with their penis or they've got their annual physical, basic things. But for the most part, men have to be very, very sick. And then first we'll go to like a 24-hour clinic or something like that and hope that works. And then, you know, if it's real bad, of course you go to the doctor.
Well, you want to self-diagnose first. Like,
sure.
That's
what Google's for. Yeah. You know, I mean, so you could play armchair doctor.
I did that recently. whatever that thing is on my ass, right?
Yeah.
So the fasciitis, I don't know. Everybody kept saying the same thing. That's what I got. No big deal. But finally, I'm going to go to the doctor, get this bad boy looked at. And so I made the mistake, and I scold people when they do this, and I realize I did it. So I go to the doctor. Why are you here? Long story short, I got a thing on my ass. I have a whatever the name of that thing is.
Mm-hmm.
He looks at it. He's like, man, that's not what it is at all.
Oh.
It's not what it is at all. So for like 3 months, I'm like, oh, yeah, I get these two. No, that's not. It's something entirely different.
Is it just a cyst?
It's a... fistula, which is the worst thing to hear when they're talking about your ass.
Yeah, like, it's a fistula.
He's like, this is a fistula. And I'm thinking, is he threatening me and something bad's about to happen, or is he talking about the thing?
Reason we asked, have you ever been sick? Last illness you had? Don't freak out or anything. Bill Gates thinks there is a new flu epidemic lurking around the corner, and we are woefully unprepared for it. He was speaking Friday and said there is, quote, a significant probability of a large and lethal modern-day pandemic occurring in our lifetime.
If anyone... Achoo.
Yes, he was speaking to the Massachusetts Medical Society and the New England Journal of Medicine. He started ringing alarm bells about a potentially new flu that could wipe out as many as 33 million people worldwide in 6 months. This from the Washington Post. Gates, who is, as we know, typically an optimist when it comes to human progress, said the world and United States in particular are falling behind in pandemic preparedness. So if there were weapons being built that could kill 30 million people, Gates said governments would act fast to prepare for them. With biological threats, there is no sense of urgency. So, yeah, 33 million people, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
That is good. Why is he talking to them?
Random.
I mean, listen, it just seems to me this, all right? So you're Bill Gates. Say he's right, right? And he's like, look, I got an inside guy. I got a sick guy. This is what I believe strongly is the case. So I'm going to tell the one group of people that probably already know this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like if you're going to say, hey, man, this is where we think education's falling behind. Don't tell the teachers. They know. They're on the front line. So that's great that he told these people that already know that. Thanks, Bill. You're a hell of a guy. Hello, Don. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Don. Welcome to the program. Don, random question for you. Oh, boy. Okay, what stereotypical thing, Don, do you do?
Stereotypical thing that I do.
That is correct.
Drive a Jeep
probably
without doors.
Lack patience.
You do what? Lack patience?
Lack patience. I'm a guy. I'm short attention span, not a whole lot of patience.
Okay. So you want a quick, short, to the point. You have a hard time sitting still in a movie theater?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I blame that on the movie, by the way.
Don, how old are you?
50.
50 years old. What do you drive?
I drive a Ford F-150.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
Nice.
I'm a high school teacher.
All right.
He said F-150. See, that makes it harder.
All right.
If you say 350, then you have different guesses. 150. What subject do you teach in school?
U.S. government, U.S. history.
Oh, man, oh, man. What's it like teaching that stuff now? Just given the political climate and all that, as you're teaching this stuff, have you changed your angle?
It teaches itself. I mean, we just throw out the book and talk about what's going on.
So it's more current events now, I guess.
My daughter wants to do that when she grows up. Let me ask you this. Do you have some attention with some of your students, or is that tough to come by as well?
I teach AP kids, so yeah, they're pretty interested. They're getting ready to go to college.
You really are not messing around.
Now, that's fine, and that's great, and congratulations on that. But how do you think they would describe you? Like, if they say Mr. Such and Such, what's the one thing they all agree is your MO? Because every teacher, like, look, you have a reputation.
Probably funny, but kind of a hard ass.
All right. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. That's you know what? And there's I had a lot of teachers like that. They were very effective.
I had one, and it's probably my favorite teacher.
Coaches, teachers, people in that position, parents at certain points in time, as far as your parameters.
Parents, a lot, for sure. But teachers, one guy, Mr. Petter, and his reputation. You were scared of this dude before you even started his class, just his rep. But when you got in there, like, he was a very good guy, but there was zero nonsense, period. But you respect it, and even the biggest knucklehead in Baltimore City schools, where everyone's an idiot, and I'm not saying that to be mean, like, everyone's an idiot, right? In his class, man, you're talking, these kids studied hard. It was just because that's how they effed it was going to be in his class.
That's how Buck Offit was.
His name's Buck Offit. So seriously, he has to be tough and funny. Yeah. His name's Buck Offit.
So senior year, you either took his actual English class, or you were like me. And you're in the slow class, so you took the English composition the whole time.
Right.
But just second semester, senior year, there was always dudes freaking out. Like, man, I got Buck's class. I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
Buck off it.
Reason we ask, what stereotypical thing do you do? All right. The only way this story could be more Canadian, so the story goes, if the guy used a hockey stick or had a Celine Dion tattoo. A guy in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, went into a restaurant in Canada to rob it. What restaurant do you think he went in to rob it?
Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons is correct. On a Friday night, he had a weapon, and the cashier gave him some money, and then he took off his getaway car was.
Oh no!
He's in Nova Scotia.
I don't know, man.
A ferry.
Oh
his
no!
His plan was to ride the ferry across the harbor to Halifax.
Come on,
sweet freedom there. But his plan was foiled when the cops realized where he'd gone and he got the ferry to turn around. So,
come on, man.
That was the end of that.
You could do better than that. But some comments are still pouring in about tripe. Now people are angry at us. All right, so let me clear this up. Tripe is an ingredient in the Mexican soup known as menudo. People have called us some very choice names for this, which I cannot repeat here on the radio. It's just
what do they say? Now?
They're not what.
We'll just edit it for friendliness.
Hey, you stupid effers! It's a goddamn ingredient soup. It's not the soup itself.
Well, if we knew it, we would be giving the information.
But okay, that's fine. Then my question is back to the boy band, who obviously their name does not
menudo,
translate to tripe.
Sure.
Does it just mean soup? And don't get mad because brought it up. All right? Does their name just mean soup? Like, would that be the American, hey, man, I'm in the band Soup.
That's so Ricky Martin was in Soup. He started out in Soup.
In my mind, he was in Soup.
Okay. Random.
People are very
random,
fired up about this.
Man gumbo.
Random, you Google menudo. It's all about soup.
Then I'm going to assume their band man name means Soup.
Soup. One of the most popular boy bands in the world.
Soup.
Name is Soup. And
Soup.
They might even still be in existence. I don't know. They take a break every couple of
years. I think they always just keep going, right?
Yeah, they do, but there's been a couple times they've taken a break and then they, you know,
They
come back to making soup.
Soup is back. Hello, Tabitha. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Oh, boy, Tabitha. Let's see if we got one for you here.
If you were black, your name would be Tabitha. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you knew that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I was named after the little girl in Bewitched.
I was going to say the only Tabitha I've ever heard of is from the show Bewitched. For real?
Yep.
Okay.
Wasn't there a whole movie about
it was a sitcom.
Huh. All right. Okay, here's your random question.
Are you a witch? Got to ask.
I wish.
You really wish you were a witch? Like, why would
That's
you
creepy.
Wish to be a witch?
I'd have millions.
Ah, okay.
Okay, all right.
Well, you're a witch. You cast magic spells. You make money.
Oh.
You would take the monetary end of being a witch, which I'm not, you know, it's a new approach.
If you're
a
witch,
I've never heard
you?
Of the stingy witch. You know what I mean? The witch that was out for cash.
She's always got money. Yeah. I don't have to go to the ATM. Just wiggle your freaking nose and look in your wallet.
All right, let's go with this random question for you. Okay. Have you ever been with someone for the first time and the sex was really, really, really good? The first time.
Of course you have. That's why you kept dating.
Yeah.
How many times?
Once, honestly.
Okay.
Just one
that's
time.
Why we asked. Believe it or not, that's a part of this whole thing. It doesn't happen very often, apparently. According
yep.
to a new survey, about 56% of the time, hookups are just downright awful, awkward, or terrible. The number one thing that can ruin a fast encounter for men is either not being able to get the job done or mm-hmm. getting the job done too fast. 29% said they had trouble performing because they drank too much and ruined a first-time hookup. The thing about hookups is you have to remember most people don't realize at the time that they are going to hook up.
Sure. If you knew, you'd have cleaner underwear.
The number one complaint from women is not enough foreplay, blah, blah, blah. All you need to know is 50%.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right.
We need to play that bad.
37
is for guys with women, yeah. blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Saturday night, love this foreplay.
All right, if you really want to know, 37.
I don't know if I can't even get through that.
Yeah.
You think this man's going to give you foreplay?
Yeah.
He won't even read your grievance.
Right. Okay, if you really want to know.
God damn, man.
37%.
You make us all look bad.
37% said a guy's dirty sheets can ruin the mood.
Look, it's
my sheets are always clean. That doesn't do it.
It's because there's no one in bed with you.
I know,
because there's no foreplay going on.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, of course they're clean.
Damn it.
Don't worry about the spillage.
The top things men worry about, though, are if they're pleasing the other person, followed by lasting long enough. The top things women worry about are body image
blah, 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 blah.
And what their partner is satisfied. Yeah. The good news is only 30% of people said they break things off if their initial encounter wasn't great. The average person will tolerate 4 to 5 bad sexual encounters with someone before deciding to cut it off.
I ate ramen noodles for years before I got like, I get it.
These are delicious now.
Oh, the sex is so awful.
4 or 5.
It's horrible, yeah.
Oh, boy. Random question. 844-999-OLA. Hold the line where your call's coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, the return of Ask the Men's Room. If you have a question for any of us here in the Men's Room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Ask away and make the subject Ask the Men's Room. We'll do that right before we drink and toast with a shot of the day. Random question, 844-999-OLA.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Katie.
Random,
welcome
random,
to the Men's Room.
Random.
Hola.
Hola.
Katie,
hola.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. Katie, would you like maybe an inappropriate question?
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. Okay. Inappropriate.
Come on, man. It's supposed to work. It's not working. It's
bring
not
it.
Working. And I can't figure that? Out how to work it, and now it's not working. Hold on.
We're trying to bring it.
Yeah, we're we're a professional broadcast group, and we can't figure out how to work our equipment in here.
Well, it depends what equipment you're talking about.
Oh, there we go. Oh, there we go. Okay. All right, here we go. Ooh. Ooh.
Inappropriate question.
Ooh, man.
Messed in the biz, man.
Oh, man, are we smooth. You know what? Okay. This is going to be a very difficult, inappropriate question. Okay?
Okay.
Who do you like best, your mom or your dad?
My dad.
Your dad.
Why that did not take long at all.
Why do you like your dad better?
So my mom, she's not in my life. My father kind of helped me out of a difficult situation, and he's definitely my rock.
Okay.
Well, that makes it easy if your mom sucks. I mean, you know, I mean, honestly, like, there's nothing to that. Like, I mean,
sometimes the daughter and the mom don't get along, but it's not always that way, right?
Yeah. But no, at least she wasn't that way, but she made her bed and she gets to sleep in it and not have me be a part of it.
What exactly did she do, if you don't mind her asking, or even if we do?
Yeah, no, so she's an alcoholic, her husband did very inappropriate things with me, and she doesn't believe me. So I just leave it to that. So
okay, that's horrible. All right, well, sorry to hear that. Well, I'm glad your dad's a good guy.
Yeah, he helped me and saved me. He's a great guy.
Well, at least he didn't win by default then.
Boy,
that's all I want to say, because, like, mom sucked, which means, all right, dad wins, but at least dad's also decent on top of that, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. No, I could have had both really bad parents, but he is not. He's incredible.
Okay. Good for you. Random
question.
Don't
ever tell him that.
844-999-0.
Don't let him get a big head.
Yeah, I'm with her. That seems like a simple one.
It depends, I think. If you like both your parents, it might be.
If you like both, sure.
Yeah. It's like when...
Yeah, I like my dad, but I have to pick one. It's like my mom every day of the week.
Right.
It's not even a question. And he knows that.
See, you say any day of the week. For me, I feel like it depends on the day of the week. It depends what has gone down. You
ice cream. Oh, yeah.
Oh, dad, for sure. It really, you know, growing up, it was real simple. If it was to, like, get stuff that I liked in secret, dad, then he's like, yeah, we're going to run up to the store. We're going to get milkshakes. We're going to eat a burger. You know what I mean? Like, all the goods. If it was getting in trouble, certainly I liked mom better. A lot easier to deal with mom than dad. Hello, damn it. Hello, Cody. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Cody, welcome to the random question. All right, Cody. How old are you?
25.
This is going to be interesting, but times go by fast, man. What formal form of technology did you used to use all of the time that you don't use anymore? Don't even, hell, it's not even something that you pick up.
Like a boombox?
Anything.
Probably be the VCR.
The VCR.
No one has them. They don't make them anymore. Yeah, I mean, we had stacks and racks of VHSs and, you know, all the cool movies, all the iconic movies. My dad was a big movie buff while we were growing up, so.
Do you have any of those still? Like, I have the Star Wars trilogy on VHS, and the only reason why, because they stopped putting out the original cut. I know how nerdy that is, but he put all that garbage. But otherwise, like, I'm never, ever in my life going to watch them again, just based on the fact. It's on VHS.
Yeah.
It's just a nostalgia holding on to it.
Well, yeah, okay. Basically. Thanks
right,
for rubbing
but
it
then,
in.
Okay, but there's also DVD. Which, you know, really isn't the newest technology either.
It's not, but DVD, you can still, like, if you're on a plane, right? If you have a laptop, you can still slip the bitch in the side.
Sure, but even the laptop's kind of going away.
Oh, I know.
A regular laptop does not have a standard DVD in the side of it. Like, you got to get extra. You got to pay extra for that.
I don't have, like, DVDs or CDs anymore.
It doesn't come standard with the
laptop
anymore.
What about, do you still have your Xbox?
No.
Or whatever? Okay. So
like, I can't even play a CD or a DVD in my home.
I can't either. We were talking about this today in the office. Like, I have a ton of CDs that I would like to play. I basically have a record player, and then I have an old radio that's reconditioned, but it has Bluetooth in it, so I can play everything off of my phone and off of, like, if you have the Tune-in app or whatever, you can get everything.
Yeah, that's my existence.
Any radio station you want. Any
vinyl or stream.
And
that's it.
And all the stuff that I have that I've downloaded, right? But I have a ton of CDs, and I would love to be able to listen to them. So ultimately, I need to buy, like, a little Bluetooth CD player just so I can listen to a lot of the stuff I have. But then again, like,
my problem is this. I don't...
Wait a minute. Why would you need a Bluetooth in your CD player?
Well, I just need a CD with Bluetooth capability so it can attach to something else so I can play it out of a speaker, because I don't have any stereo speakers in it. Yeah. All right. You know what I mean? Like, I want to play it, just don't have that kind of technology.
I always liked vinyl anyway. I don't know. Stuck with all these stupid CDs. Just go back to vinyl.
It's fine.
Should have listened to me.
I just can't believe it's only taking that much time and that stuff's antiquated. I can't even use it.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.